Harriet thinks not, at least not for a long while. He is ill.
Her eyes filled. She was allowed to slip down from the knee, and taking a footstool, she carried it to a corner where the shade was deep, and there seated herself. I observed her draw a square inch or two of pocket handkerchief from the doll pocket of her doll skirt, and then I heard her weep. Ere long, a voice issuing from the corner demanded,
"May the bell be rung for Harriet?"
I rang. The nurse was summoned and came.
"Harriet, I must be put to bed," said her little mistress. "Ask if you sleep with me, Harriet."
"No, missy," said the nurse. "You are to share this young lady's room," designating me. Missy did not leave her seat, but I saw her eyes seek me.
"I wish you, ma'am, good night," said she to Mrs. Breton,
but she passed me mute.
"Good night, Polly," I said. "No need to say good night, since we sleep in the same chamber," was the reply with which she vanished from the drawing room.
On going to bed an hour afterwards, I found her still wide awake. I abstained from speaking to her for some time, but just before extinguishing the light, I recommended her to lie down.
"By and by,"
was the answer. Listening a while in the darkness, I was aware that she still wept under restraint, quietly and cautiously. On awaking with daylight, a trickling of water caught my ear. Behold, there she was, risen and mounted on a stool near the washstand, with pains and difficulty inclining the ewer, which she could not lift, so as to pour its contents into the basin. Evidently she was little accustomed to perform her own toilet, and the buttons, strings, hooks and eyes offered difficulties which she encountered with a perseverance good to witness. Withdrawing into a corner, where the sweep of the white curtain concealed her, she became still. I half rose and advanced my head to see how she was occupied. On her knees, with her forehead bent on her hands, I perceived that she was praying. Her nurse tapped at the door. She started up.
"I am dressed, Harriet," said she. "I have dressed myself, but I do not feel neat. Make me neat."
"When I am gone, you must get that young lady to dress you."
"Where should I go now that I am dressed?"
"I will take you into the breakfast room."
"Come then."
They proceeded to the door. She stopped.
"Oh, Harriet, I wish this was Papa's house. I don't know these people."
"Be a good child, missy."
"I am good, but I ache here."